brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Strap yourselves in. It's going to be one hell of a ride as we expose the New World Order and its criminal operations and their key current offensive against humanity, the staged swine flu pandemic that they've already declared under level 6, the covert operations they're engaging, the military, the police being publicly merged, the FEMA camps, the mass graves being built, bizarre quarantines going on secretly in Austin, Texas. I have firsthand knowledge of that I'm going to be specifically going over coming up today. There is no doubt in my mind they are going to go big time with this flu hysteria in September, October, November, December, January. So we have a very important broadcast lineup today. 2 hours with Steve Quayle in T-minus, 58 minutes, 27 seconds. And then Ron Paul for a full 30 minutes, and I'm going to ask him about the flu and the hysteria. Back in the 70s, he did a video exposing how it was all fear-mongering fraud. So that is coming up today. Speaking of Ron Paul, there is a purge online of even his videos that he puts out and authorizes people to post on their sites. C-SPAN junkie's been suspended who does fair use select clips of C-SPAN. There's just an all-out massive purge against anything anti-private Federal Reserve. I've also noticed an attack profile that's clearly being generated by the Pentagon and by the big hired lobbyists and PR firms. They're fighting fire with fire. They're saying it's a New World Order conspiracy, H.R. 1207, to audit the Fed. And that if we audit the Fed, it will abolish it, and then we'll have the new Bank of the World. No, the Federal Reserve is a regional governorship of the Bank of the World that's already been set up for decades. Now it's just going public. And by discrediting the Federal Reserve, we then discredit the entire private central banking crime complex worldwide. But the enemy has their operatives out. They've learned that they've lost all credibility. And no one buys anything they say or do. So the only way to counter the liberty movement, the freedom movement, the renaissance movement, the transparency movement, the dignity movement, is to say we're New World Order. And good. I say use it. People are waking up to that scam as well. So hit us with your best shot. Fire away, as the rock and roll song from the 80s says. Because we got the truth on our side, and auditing this criminal, arrogant group that says it's above the law is the only way to go as we continue to expose. It's the Federal Reserve proposing the new Bank of the World. It's these guys proposing the new world currency. It's an arm of the New World Order. They're saying, don't chop off that arm because then the bigger body will take over. No, the arm is part of the body. We are exposing the beast itself. If we could get at the head, we would. And this is how you get at the head. You first hack its arms off. We first have to expose the beast itself. That's what we're doing. And so that talking point is falling flat on its stinking face. They are going into absolute, total, and complete panic mode right now. But really important show lined up for you today with Ron Paul and Steve Quayle. So please call everybody you know. Because there's millions of people asking, you know, what's going on? Why are they quarantining my school? Why are they quarantining the hospital? Why are they quarantining the church? Why are they quarantining people getting off planes? What is all this about? Why are they hyping it? Why are they saying forced inoculations? You're going to get the complete scoop. Not the skinny. You're going to get the T-bone steak of documentation and information today. It's all coming up. Also, Alabama County may call in troops to perform law enforcement duties. Swine flu vaccine contains live H1N1 virus. Diseased African monkeys used to make swine flu vaccines. Private military contractor holds key patents. It's all coming up.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Focus in the last few weeks that clearly show us the attack profile, the battle plan of the globalists, of the social engineers. And I'm going to be going over this information right now and then into the second and third hour with Steve Quayle and then Congressman Ron Paul for a full 30 minutes today. And if you have questions for Ron Paul, I will take 3 or 4 questions from the audience today for Congressman Ron Paul, but let's go ahead and get those in the next 30 minutes or so. Showtips at InfoWars.com. Showtips at InfoWars.com. And I will ask a few of the questions, if they're short and simple, maybe more, of Congressman Ron Paul. We usually have about 20 minutes with him. We've got 30 coming up today, so that gives me a chance to ask him more questions. So showtips at InfoWars.com if you would like to have some of your questions asked directly to Congressman Ron Paul when he joins us today in the last hour, in the fourth hour, in 2 hours and 50 minutes from now. Okay, let me just read through the stack of news I have here in front of me. Alabama County may call in troops to perform law enforcement duties. Combat vehicles on the streets of Springfield, Illinois. Heavy APCs with tank turrets. And they're saying this is the new system. I have another video up on prisonplanet.com of Campaign for Liberty, anti-socialized Obamacare people peacefully on a street corner at a Washington, D.C. park. A few people handing out flyers. The SWAT team pulls an armored vehicle up and says, we're going to arrest you if you don't leave. You have no First Amendment. They actually say, you have no First Amendment. I mean, that's what the troops, NORTHCOM, the tanks are for. It's to crush free speech and the spirit of 1776. This is high treason. We are going in to total martial law. Now, they're not going to announce it. But martial law is guys in black uniforms piling out of the back of an APC, acting scared to death of people handing out flyers peacefully. I mean, this is Soviet Russia. This is Nazi Germany. So that is coming up. By the way, I was up here late last night, and I told Aaron Dykes, I don't know if he did it because he's probably asleep right now, but he went through all these stories of him and Burmese for 3 days up in D.C. shooting more footage and interviewing other people for the Obama film that'll be done in about a month. And everywhere, it didn't matter if they were in a park 200 yards away from the Washington Monument. It didn't matter if they were in a park 100 yards away from the Lincoln Memorial. It didn't matter where you go, where what you do. And it wasn't just my guys. It was scout troops. It was tourists. It was Japanese tourists. It was Texas tourists. The security guards and police walk over and treat you like subhuman trash. And this happened to me a year ago covering Bilderberg in D.C. I mean, I could be 200 yards away on a grassy slope filming the Washington Monument, and security guards would come over and say, turn it off, you're not allowed to, I'll arrest you. I would say, it's my First Amendment right. They would call cops. The cops would say, look, you do have a right to do it, but I'd like to ask you to leave. And then you'd say, well, I'm not going to. Well, why are you being disrespectful to me? You know, they're there to start a fight in their own mentally ill minds as a pretext to come after you. You know, they're hyping themselves up to commit the crime. And I'm never even upset or threatened by them. Watching them plunge a double-edged dagger in the heart of liberty, though, freaks me out. I mean, these people love it. They revel in, I mean, these guys, you pull up in a black armored vehicle. They pull up in a black armored vehicle and relish telling clean-cut, nice Americans, politely handing out little flyers to people on the street. And they just say, you're not allowed to do that. But don't I have a First Amendment? No. Leave, or you'll be arrested right now. Black armored vehicles, men in black uniforms piling out. I mean, that is archetypal. That is the ultimate in tyranny. I mean, go watch a movie made 20, 30 years ago of a dystopic nightmare sci-fi future. That's what you see in them, because that was based on Soviet Russia and Nazi Germany. And they do it. They enjoy it. They enjoy strangling the Republic. They love the fact that they're doing it for foreign bankers who are going to take their pension funds and wreck their future. They do. They serve evil. They serve bullying. They serve tyranny. And they serve it with pleasure. Now, I'm not saying all police do, but the people we have on video all across this land do. But it gets worse. Aaron Dykes is about 30 feet away on a city sidewalk videotaping the World Bank, because I told him get shots of the IMF and World Bank for the film. And a security guard in what looks like a police uniform comes over and says, I killed a lot of people in Iraq. You better not mess with me. And then Aaron says, well, I hope you don't kill me. And he says, well, I got a Bronze Star. And the guy sounds like he's retarded. I mean, and he is. His soul has been completely sucked out of him. His patriotism is to say, you better not film. I will basically kill you. And he does it on camera. So I saw this last night and went, whoa, we got to play that tomorrow. So as soon as we get Aaron out of bed and get him down here, He's doing a great job. I mean, people work till midnight, 1 in the morning. They want to sleep late. I make myself get up at 6:30 this morning. But the point is that they're closing in on us, folks, and all over the nation. They'll just walk over and say, I'm going to plant a bomb on you. I understand you're not a terrorist, but I'm going to put you in lockdown as a terrorist. Now leave. I mean, that's in Truth Rising. And the police come over and grab Luke's camera and say, this is a gun. We're going to arrest you for a firearm. And they just laugh. It's funny. They revel. They do it on camera. They have been so assured of committing crimes and framing people and lying and being despots that they do this on camera. They say, you know, I killed a lot of people in Iraq. You better get out of here. I killed one too many. Well, maybe not one too many is the actual quote. This Aaron says nothing to the guy. He walks over and says, you better not film the building. Don't film the door. I kill a lot of people. The message is, I kill you. And soon he's going to be in your house living and eating your food. That's how tyranny works, folks. They already do. They already extract your paycheck. They're not playing games. They've got a giant army of fluoride brain-damaged people that played violent video games and now have engaged in real feasting on blood. They've tasted human flesh spiritually. That's what the military does. And now they're here. And they're going to wage war on the Republic, and they're probably going to break it wide open. For all intents and purposes, they already have. And they're here to cow us and to sit on our chest and to spit in our face and punch us in the nose, you know how a bully does, and say, you're not going to do nothing. Bam! You're not going to do nothing. Bam! Right in our face. And they get up, unzip their pants, start urinating on us. I mean, that's what they're doing. And they say, don't you frown at me, or I'm going to taser you. You take it, and you like it. You take what I'm doing to you, or you're anti-American Al-Qaeda. You're white Al-Qaeda. That's how it works. This is the cowing. This is the breaking of the back, breaking of the spirit. This is the taking us fully into bondage so they can make you all homeless slaves in the FEMA camp and make you beg to get in that camp. I noticed in all the drills in 98 and 99 and 2000 that I went to, they'd have the role players with the Marines and Army screaming, I'm an American, let me in the camp, let me in the camp, begging to be in the camp. And they get them inside the camp and say, where'd you come from? Where'd you get the weapon? I got it in San Francisco. Where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. Training to pull your families apart. But with the psychology, with the role players making the Marines think that it was something good they were doing and the public wants it. And let me tell you, these Marines, I was talking to them, most of them. Well, you can watch the video and make your own judgment. I mean, did everybody always talk like they were retarded? I mean, I'm not being mean, folks. I mean, these are people who are borderline mentally retarded with automatic weapons. Because he's like, when you are under camp, we will not pull up with misbehavior. I ought to pull it up for you. I mean, some of the Marines were smart, but I mean, it seemed like the commanders were the dumber they were, the higher up they went. I guess that's why it's come out in major cities. They won't hire a cop who's anywhere near 100 IQ points. People never believe me on that. You can Google it and read Baltimore, Austin, New York, Houston, L.A., because they don't want somebody they can think. You watch all these videos coming out of cops framing people, and you hear them, they're like, yeah, we frame him. It's funny. He's going to prison. I mean, I'm going to play this clip, and they're like, yeah, we do a little Disneyland on a little make-believe. He going to prison. We set him up. I mean, it's like a cross between, I don't know, what Looney Tune character talks like that? Maybe Daffy Duck or something? Daffy Duck that's had a lobotomy? I mean, literally, they're like, it's like Woody Woodpecker. They're getting off on it. I mean, they're getting off on it. They like it. They want to run death camps. They want to wear black uniforms. They want to do it. Yeah. They like the pretty girls. How much raping went on in New Orleans when the Fed showed up? And let me tell you, all over the nation, they're getting the people ready. They're going, oh, the troops are on the streets. Oh, the local county went bankrupt. The Marine Corps is standing by. Oh, we got a DWI checkpoint. Marine Corps is here. Ah, the Army's going to be at the local fair, searching everybody. It's normal to have 3-year-olds being searched by the Marines. That's just to get the Marines like, I do this every day. It's okay. I do this for years. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GrafUnderSafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graf Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
I'm going to go over the news. It's just so hard to believe that the Pentagon can openly be spying on the American people, using the entire apparatus of the Pentagon and private contractors against us, designating us a combat enemy operation zone under NORTHCOM, openly spying on the Tea Parties and Ron Paul and myself illegally, openly engaging in narcotics trafficking into the United States, government aircraft constantly crashing full of cocaine and heroin. Openly, BBC even admits U.S. and British forces guarding the poppy fields, shipping it in. in Afghanistan, openly in every state having the military. First they court into the anti-terror. Oh, now it's the anti-flu. And oh, we built FEMA camps and mass graves for everyone. And it's all real. It's all going on. And every day I see Illinois and I see Alabama and I see Texas. And just every day it's Michigan and Indiana and just different states where the Army and the Marines are, oh, the Army's moving into the local police department to help them in intelligence gathering on criminals in Seattle and in Portland and in this town and that town. I mean, just Google Army puts, what was the exact term in the last article I saw a few weeks ago? Army puts liaison officers or exchange officers in local police department. I mean, it's just all over the news. Hundreds of articles every month. And then I remember, it's in my film, Martial Law, they would have the Alabama Defense Forces, and this happened in other states, at Bayfest in one town and at football games, high school, college games, searching, even three-year-old children, searching all the bags for Al-Qaeda. And the Kentucky Derby, they have the Army out running around doing security with guns drawn. And they're all over the country. And they're just getting the troops and the public and the media ready for this. Remember, there was an Alabama shooting and the Army, regular Army, shows up. Over and over and over again. They've been doing this for over a decade, but now it's coming up to a crescendo. It's so illegal, so treacherous, such treason, so anti-American. Alabama County may call in troops to perform law enforcement duties. Now, remember in New York, Schenectady, New York, Associated Press. Oh, the mayor says we're going to call the Army in and ask them for martial law. And all these mayors that are doing this are part of Obama's mayoral council. So, see, the feds are having the locals, oh, can we have the Army? So they can then set the precedent. Another reflection of America's decline into Soviet-style militarized police state, the implementation of martial law in America advanced a step further when the sheriff of Alabama's most populous county said he would probably have to bring in National Guard troops to perform law enforcement duties due to budget cuts. See, everything is, as the feds collapse the states with all the unfunded mandates, then everything's just the feds, and then the Army becomes the national police. This has always been the plan, and now NORTHCOM goes, yes, our number one threat is now white Al-Qaeda. And gun owners and veterans, and those that believe the Fed should be audited. I mean, they list it. They openly say the U.S. Army and Marines and National Guard and state defense forces, they've always been trained. They were never trained for Al-Qaeda, folks. When they call the troops in day one after they're out of boot camp, they say, okay, you're training to fight Al-Qaeda. And then day two, it's and white Al-Qaeda. See, they do that like they have local. I see these FBI flyers, you know, in small towns, big cities alike, in South Dakota and South Texas. I mean, you see it everywhere. But I've gotten them out of Houston and out of Sugar Land. That's why I say South Texas. And I've gotten documents out of South Dakota. And we've seen articles all in every area. And they tell local farmers, help us fight Al-Qaeda. Please come into a meeting. This Saturday we'll have free food and donuts and things. The FBI would like to speak to you about terror. The people get there, they spend 10 minutes on Al-Qaeda, and the next 4 hours is your neighbor growing pot? Spy on them. This is what marijuana looks like. Is your neighbor spanking their children? Call CPS. It's all about how to be tattletales. See, they tell you it's for Al-Qaeda. Folks, I read the Patriot Act. It had nothing to do with the CIA's Islamic Brigade, Al-Qaeda. They work for them. Now confirmed mainstream news. FBI translators have gone public. I mean, it's so dark, it's so late, it's so serious, it's so criminal. It's all about you. They want your farm. They want your ranch. They want your house. They want your business. They want your kids to force them into compulsory service. They want to inject you with shots full of sterilants and cancer viruses. I have the government's own documents. They're doing it, for heaven's sakes. We're living in a nightmare science fiction movie. I'm sorry it's real. I'm sorry it's true. But, you know, 12 years ago I went to urban warfare drills and witnessed Marines with role players playing the parts of Americans they put down on their knees and shoot in the back of the head. I have it on video. It's called Police State 2000. They're training to kill you and your families. They don't belong to America anymore. They've disgraced their country. They're enemies of the Republic. Period! Period!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free, 877-327-0365.
Communist murdering Chinese government. It's threatening its own people. It's not threatening us. The Russian government, for all its corruption, isn't threatening the United States. No, it's the private, criminal, corporate bankers that know how to take over companies, know how to take over state governments, know how to take over national governments. They've done it hundreds of times in third world nations. They've done it here now. And they've openly, under the guise of terrorism, built up a giant apparatus to track and trace and control the American people and train us how to line up and shut up and ban free speech and ban everything that this country stands for. And the Marines and the Army have been training to take on the American people. And I'll tell you what happened. The good, intelligent, smart people have gotten out. And the intelligent, psychopathic, sociopathic people have stayed in. They're in management, and they've got a bunch of fluoride head, dumbed down, GED people, can't even get GEDs, and illegal aliens. They admit that's the biggest part of the force now. And criminals. They're hiring felons. So you got a bunch of gang-banging criminals and thugs, and I got countless videos of them. The military admits this. And that's who they have to rule America. You know, they're even recruiting illegal aliens to make up the new internment force for the Pentagon. And all these new internment camps, they're openly advertising for internment and relocation specialists at Army.mil and National Guard.mil. I mean, there's no more time to suck your thumbs and deny this is all going on out there. If you're a cop driving along in Austin, Texas, or a cop driving along in Chicago listening right now,
or a police officer driving along in Kansas City, or somebody listening to us in Southern California on KTAE, or any of these stations around the country. There is no more time for you to deny. Which side are you on? Now, you make fun of us over the years because we'd get the urban warfare footage. We'd go interview police chiefs Delta Force tried to bribe. You know, I remember first getting on air in 96 and people calling, there's black helicopters doing drills here. They crashed in Houston. And I'd be like, oh, that's kooky. Be quiet. Then people mailed me news articles. Soldier of Fortune, Houston Chronicle. Then they tried to bribe the police chief. I went down there, heard it on the radio out of KTSA. Drove down there, interviewed the police chief, made big news, made the Associated Press. Then I had local paper in Austin say I was a kook for talking about them trying to bribe the police chief, even though it happened. Then I went and interviewed the police chief of Alice, Texas, where he admitted they had foreign troops practicing taking on the American people. It's all in Police State 2000. Then the Pentagon started seeing me as an enemy, so they had guys in a parking lot pull up in their government sedan, block me in, and threaten me. And I went, oh, my gosh, this is real. They got army on me just because I found out they're covertly bribing public officials, just like they do in Iraq or any other country. They go around with big bags of money, buying everybody off. This is a giant, covert, multi-decade operation that appears to be coming to a head. Bringing down America was a big job for these boys because they had to find the cadres of troops that would engage in treason. And they found them now, and they got their force, and they're ready to use it. My God, this is how the Roman system fell. It's how the Greeks fell. It's how every major nation and empire falls is from its troops taking over the country under the control of some general or group of plutocrats. This happens over and over again throughout history, and let me tell you, it's happening here. And the elites are like, look, we got a dumbed down, decadent, lethargic, drugged out, 20% of the public on antidepressants. The rest are, drunks or whatever. Maybe you got 30% that aren't drug addicts or aren't sex addicts or food addicts or whatever. Myself included, I've fallen into the traps of food and cigarettes. I'm out of it. Brain works a lot better. But, look, I'm not up here on a high horse judging. I'm just telling you something. There's a total takeover going on. It appears they're going to use the flu as the pretext to have the clampdown. And then after they clamp down, the clampdown just never ends. Or they tighten it up and untighten it a little bit, but then it's tighter than it was before. Then they tighten it up again, then untighten it a little bit. And each progressive wave, it gets a lot tighter. They tighten it right up to the breaking point, then they reduce pressure a little bit. Then you get used to that. And they tighten the pressure up even more. Then you get ready to say no, then they back off again. It's all psychology. Everywhere, in every state, we get reports now. Every few days, another report comes in from another town, another city, on the East Coast, on the West Coast, in the middle of the country, in the north of the country, in the south of the country, in the southwest. And it's the same in Canada, the same in England, the same all over Europe. I mean, I get articles every week out of England where they have German and Czechoslovakian, Czech Republic, and Ukrainian troops will just go into a town, set up checkpoints around it with the local police and start searching citizens. And they just put in the news, oh, it's scared citizens, but it's for your own safety. Ladies and gentlemen, they just had NLE 09 with troops from 14 countries training local police how to work with foreign troops, and they've signed deals with Canada and Mexico publicly. Toronto Star, Washington Post. I mean, I have these articles in films I made in 2002, Road to Tyranny. Now it's happening widespread to use Mexican and Canadian troops, and now 12 other nations, against the American people. I mean, this is openly announced. We had Lieutenant Colonel Craig Robertson. He'll name names of his nephew at West Point. And there at one of the graduation ceremonies is Wesley Clark saying, yeah, we're going to use foreign troops in America. Get ready for it. I mean, they tell the troops, the officers, you're all getting chips, and some have already gotten them. I can play you San Antonio TV where they're trying to make all the feds take chips. that work at airports. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Twilight Zone. It is really happening. It is really going on. And I want to tell the military, the police, I want to tell even psychopaths that work in the ranks, you're still drinking sodium fluoride, Jack, and 100-plus other chemicals. You're still being chemtrail. They now admit they're doing it. You're still having GMO food crops you're eating that have sterilants genetically engineered to the pharmacological crop. And if you don't know what a pharmacological sterilant crop is, write it down. Pharmacological sterilant crop. Pharmacological sterilant crop. Go search it. Read the mainstream news how they are sterilizing you. And you may think that's cute and funny. See, as long as you can abuse somebody under you, you're happy if the abusers above you abuse you. I know how the psycho's brain works. You're just idiots. You're not in Kansas anymore. So they're announcing everywhere. I mean, I've got these reports with the local police and military in Illinois going, oh, yes, you know, the military's training local police how to drive these giant armored vehicles. These are giant armored vehicles, bigger than warrior vehicles. I need to look up Jane's Weapons Encyclopedia and see which one it is. Giant armored vehicles rolling around in Springfield, Illinois, everywhere. And then I've got video of Campaign for Liberty people peacefully. I want to get them on, by the way, guys. I'm going to play the video later when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Armored vehicles rolling around, and then in D.C. you're trying to hand out flyers peacefully, and an armored vehicle comes rolling up, jumps up on the curb, and people jump out in black uniforms and come over and say, we're going to arrest you, you can't hand out flyers in America. On the sidewalk in D.C. Just no free speech, no nothing. I'll tell you right now, even the British before the 1776 war weren't that bold. I mean, they are just training you to be a slave. They are just slapping you upside the head. It is outrageous. And they just keep announcing it and keep doing it to acclimate the police, the military, the local citizens. A spokesman for Hale, Randy Christian, said the sheriff told Riley, this is in Alabama, after the ruling that state assistance may be needed to perform basic law enforcement tasks once the department's current funding is exhausted in early September. How about you stop having cops just out writing tickets and actually have them hunt down criminals? We will certainly be looking at calling in the National Guard, said Christian. Jefferson County has 640,000 residents and includes the state's largest city, Birmingham. And it goes on. Combat vehicles on the streets of Springfield, Illinois. On July 30th, an InfoWars reported on an Illinois Army National Guard plan to put armored security vehicles on the streets. Remember the governor, the now disgraced governor, saying he was going to have National Guard confiscate the guns? It's now begun. They go to your door, the Army does, and ask about your guns. This is in the news. I can play the governor right now. A Springfield-based military police company will be training with new armored vehicles in the area this week, the Associated Press reported. The Illinois Army National Guard says the training with the new armored security vehicles will start Thursday and run through Sunday. An InfoWars reader captured an image of the combat vehicles over the weekend. Here is a picture of the Illinois National Guard driving the new armored vehicles. These are tanks with wheels. And military police vehicles through the streets of Springfield, Illinois. Staff Sergeant Daniel Becker told AP people shouldn't be afraid of the vehicles. No, they should be afraid. They need to let the idea sink in that it's normal for armed troops to be on the streets. And see, this is the public PSYOPs announcement to accept it. Where they're deeper in Alabama, they're just saying it. But the governor's already announced this is for the people. Meanwhile, swine flu virus contains live H1N1 virus. This is openly being announced by the federal government. We're going to go into that when Steve Quayle joins us. Diseased African monkeys used to make swine flu vaccines. Private military contractor holds key patents. Squalene, the swine flu vaccine's dirty little secret, exposed. Mainline medical journals are reporting that it paralyzed many mice and rats it was given to and gave others very serious autoimmune responses in the joints, causing early onset of all sorts of very serious problems, including arthritis. Hey, you like your five-year-old having arthritis? Give him the shot, okay? Just wonder, just in a few months, when they get arthritis and they're crying, just remember I told you, okay? I mean, evil sicko eugenicists run things. And I know you think they're cute and you like the government and it's fun and everything, but it's not. The White House science czar says he wants to poison your water and vaccines, and they are, okay? They mean business. World Health Organization maintains that 2 billion will be infected with H1N1. Total hype, totally made up. Here's the San Marcos Daily Record. This is basically a suburb of South Austin. Free week of immunizations, and they're all hyping, you've got to come take the shots. So we'll tell you about that. Also, government fines and harasses people who refuse to answer intrusive survey questions. 3 million Americans are being forced to answer intrusive questions about their private lives. It's all a violation of the Fifth Amendment. You can't make somebody who you've caught with a dead body in a basement answer questions under the Fifth. You know, that's the Soviet Union or Russia or Communist China or Nazi Germany. Everybody knows that. But see, they give you, some people get 100 question. Some people get a 60 question. Some get a 50. The short forms have like 14 questions. Back in 2000, I got a 49 question one, if memory serves. And then they came to my door and said, you got to answer all these. And I said, you see right here how it shows the U.S. code and law for the first two questions, how many people live here? That's all you can ask for apportionment of the state's members of Congress. A state, it's members of Congress according to how many people it has. California, number one, Texas, number two, so on and so forth. I said, this is all color of law. I don't have to tell you my stocks and bonds and bank account. And do I have a low flush toilet? Do I own firearms? That was in there. And the guy threatened me and said, you can get arrested. And I said, get off my front porch now, punk. It's all color of law, all scam, all fraud. So we got that for you. They're all GPSing your door so they know where to send the federal troops, made up of illegal aliens, too. Oh, you don't believe me? Just search engine illegal aliens. Being hired for the military and police. It's already happening. White House calls for citizens to inform on opponents of Obamacare. This is from the White House website announcing cattle on your neighbors. H.R. 1207 meets panic resistance. What the Fed is really trying to hide in fighting the audit. We're going to go over all that coming up today. But let me just say this. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv at high noon in 12 and a half minutes with Steve Quayle. We're going to have him on from the start, 2 hours, and then Ron Paul. Call everybody you know. Tell them to tune in. We're going to break down every facet, every angle of this entire situation. We're going to go over the background, what happened in January and February, the fear-mongering in April by the establishment, the covert operations they're running, how the feds are quietly fear-mongering at this local and state level. The master plan, how they're going to use us for cover for martial law unless we expose it and back them off. That is why it is so essential. I'm going to be launching this new Obama film as early as I can. I'm not even going to give a date. Early October, I'm just going to say that. I am racing. It gives you the master plan, the total operation, the martial law grid, the flu situation, all of it's covered. But they may launch it before then. So we've got to expose them with this radio show slash TV show. So I'm asking everybody, get the 2 hours coming up with Steve Quayle and make it go mega viral. Rip it off PrisonPlanet.tv. Watch it live. Stream it live. Get it out to everybody. This is a imperative. The globalists know staging terror attacks isn't enough. People think they did it because they've been caught staging other terror attacks. That isn't enough. They'll probably sprinkle some of that in, though, as added seasoning into their fear-mongering. The biological threat is the perfect takeover because it creates fear, it's invisible, it makes everybody suspect. It allows them to federalize, and the feds themselves under World Health Organization, UN control, under level 6 pandemic. It is all happening. Call everybody you know, tell them to tune in now. They got 10 minutes to tune in at Infowars.com. And PrisonPlanet.tv, or if you're on listening on local AM and FM, stop at the red light. Tell folks to tune into the local station. Now, pull over right now everywhere you are in Austin and tell people, take 90.1. Tell people tune into 90.1. Pull over. Go into grocery stores.
Tell everybody at work, listen to InfoWars.com. You're listening, you know, to stations around the country. Tell them to tune in AM, FM, whatever you're listening to locally, shortwave, satellite. And then if you're listening to this later on the podcast or on YouTube or Google or any of the file sharing services, tell people, tune into this retransmission. This is going to be absolutely vital info. I've been studying. I've been looking at it. I see their attack profile. You know, their operation can be secret, but the manifestation of the operation on the ground is totally transparent and gives you a very clear fingerprint, an algorithm, a signature, a wavelength of their operation. And we know exactly what they're planning to do. We just don't know the exact time frame or when they're going to launch it. We can back them off. We can stop them if we get motivated, if we get active, if we get fired up and charged up now. This is an imperative call. Now is the time, ladies and gentlemen. T-minus 9 minutes, 10 seconds till we fire up the live PrisonPlanet.tv transmission. Stay with us as we simulcast this worldwide radio transmission against tyranny.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live going over some documents there during the break. Got in the studio a bit late. That happens more and more. We're just overwhelmed here. Okay. My main mission here is to reach out to the military and police and the American people, period, and just point out we have a scientific dictatorship being set up. We have the government textbooks and battle plans. They're so arrogant, they think you don't read. They know you're just watching Hollywood movies and TV and sucking your thumb and getting drunk. And they all brag about how they're poisoning your water, how they're poisoning your food, how they're drugging you, how they're taking over society, and just hundreds of university documents, government documents, white papers. And they have stolen the country blind. They have stolen $23.7 trillion and growing. That's double the GDP in just 10 months. They are fully bankrupting everything. I hear fools on the radio saying, why would the cash for clunkers? Wasn't it just written for American cars? Because people are mainly buying Japanese right now. That's just one little microcosm. Because under the World Trade Organization rules, they can't have stimulus money that's only spent in the U.S. because we're part of a world government. That's why. I tried to call into a talk show and the screener wouldn't let me on to make that point. We're under world government right now. It's really happening. It's really going on. It is so sad that all of this is happening. I wish it wasn't true. I wish John P. Holdren didn't write a giant government-level textbook, a policy book, a compendium, admitting everything we've already told you. You know, he talks in there about how they're going to take everybody's kids at birth and raise them in big dormitories. They're now starting that in England. The pilot program, 20,000 homes with cameras in the homes to make sure parents are taking care of their babies and then toddlers and then children correctly. And then they mark up things you've done wrong and take your kids. 1984, it's really happening. Mainstream British news reporting it like it's good. Mainstream news I played, 2 days ago, where they say they're going to put chips in federal workers? They've already done that in Mexico 5 years ago. Don't roll your eyes at me. You can search engine federal workers to get microchips. You'll be seeing mainstream federal documents, mainstream news. Mexican attorney general employees get microchips. You'll get ABC News. This is really going on, ladies and gentlemen. This is real. Oh, gosh. And see, I know I sound like the radical because I'll talk about these issues. All right, Steve Quayle is coming up with his key info. Also, we need to continue funding our operation. We do that with great books, videos, and T-shirts. We saw the Obama Joker shirt, the Obama Joker poster that some anonymous person is doing going viral. We changed it to say Obama fascism. We got one that says socialism. Both those are forms of consolidation and tyranny. So we have one that says Infowars.com. They all say stop the criminals. On the back, Infowars.com. Just check them all out at Infowars.com. Get the Joker shirt. It's really hot. Nobody has them in stock, folks. A bunch of people suddenly started copycatting us. It's a good idea in making them. That's fine. The point is we've got them with the Infowars.com message, and we put the orders in yesterday. We'll be getting them next week. That's pretty darn quick and shipping them out to you. So get, you want to be the first person to have the Obama Joker shirt, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. And while you're at it, get the Obama Deception, get Endgame, get Truth Rising, make copies, get them out to everybody. And we've got a major initiative with the Obama Deception I'll be announcing later in the show as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.